I am having the opportunity to speak with Dan Dursky, who is the chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And Dan, it's great to talk to you. Great to see you here again. We seem to run into each other at various venues around the country during the year. Let's take a little bit of a look at 2010. We're here at the beginning of 2011 at the annual convention. There's been some challenges in the industry. The Beef Board has had a number of things to deal with. How would you describe how things have gone and the shape that you would describe the checkoff being in at this point?
Well, I thank you for the opportunity. That is a very broad-ranging question that you have there. But I think I would like to summarize it in this manner. We have had challenges, and we've had a lot of press, a lot of sound and fury about something that was basically a rather routine process during a compliance review. The CBB has oversight responsibility as designated in the law that sets up the checkoff. We've done that. Everybody's agreed to the findings of it. The money that was inappropriately spent has been repaid. But that's just a small fraction of what our involvement has been. Overall, programs are continuing to deliver tremendous services. Day before yesterday, I saw a report from the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Exports for October, November were up 30%. The beef dollar equivalent per head, $170 for those 2 months. Maybe that won't remain consistently that high, but a large amount of the profitability today is coming from export sales. Domestically, just extraordinary number of great programs delivering tremendous services. There are about 140 programs funded by the checkoff in just a huge array of areas, promotion, education, research, and throughout the stuff that caught the headlines, behind that, services have continued to be delivered, and I'm very proud that we are giving a return to the investors being every person who pays that $1 when an animal is sold.
Well, you mentioned some specifics there, like the compliance audit, and I think that just seem to have really hit an emotional trigger or something with people that got a lot of people worked up. But here at this convention, when I compare that to the summer meeting last summer, mood seems very different to me, and I've heard a lot more talk about organizational unity, for example. So those all look like good signs. And as you said, there's so much that the checkoff does, all these projects in all these areas from education to research. Besides looking at the export picture, what are some of the things you kind of feel most proud that the checkoff is doing on behalf of beef producers? If you want to just even point to some that you maybe are just your favorite ones.
Well, my favorite, of course, is going to be the export market, because that's the one I've been involved in for so many, many years. And it's the one I have the most detailed information. But overall, the research that we continue to do, the items that continue to demonstrate the nutrition research, the safety research, we just have an incredibly good product. I mean, aside from the fact that I'm in the business of promoting it, I enjoy it. I enjoy producing it. I enjoy the experience of consuming it, and I know that a large percent of our population has that same enjoyment. So to give them the message that there is a product here that not only is enjoyable, but that it's good for you, that it's safe for you, that it's nutritionally the highest food you can consume, is a great message. But we do so many things in the retail market, in the wholesale market, I'm especially proud of what we do at nutrition research, of getting word out to people that our product is as nutritionally safe for you as any other product.
Looking forward, how important is it to continue to do this facing with the challenges facing the industry, especially when you see how strong the support is from producers?
We are very, very gratified to see the strong support that was reflected in the attitude a producer attitude survey. And one of the things I did not mention earlier is the issues management, the work that they do to counter those who are out there in the countryside who wish there to be no use of animals. They wish us not to consume them, not to ride them, not to have them as pets. This is going to be a constant battle as we are dealing with an opponent or multiple opponents who are extremely well-funded and who have an almost religious fervor in their viewpoints. So going forward, we have to continue to get our message across, and producers have to give the message themselves. They do not have to depend upon professionals, because they can, consumers, the countryside would be much more interested in hearing from producers.
Well, I know we've got a lot of committee work going on as we speak here at the convention, and we're doing this before the end of the convention, but we're going to have our board meeting tomorrow. For those who may not understand how things work, what will actually be done, or did you hope to get accomplished by the end of the board meeting here at the convention?
Being at the beginning of a new year, one of the things that we will be doing is electing our slate of officers and our leadership positions for both NCBA, the Federation, and CBB. A big item tomorrow will be consideration of a long-range plan, which is going to provide the basis for our annual planning efforts for the next 3 years. We are looking forward to a plan that will guide us to make the industry more profitable. And completion of the normal business items and the long-range plan will be the primary items that we have to accomplish.
Well, I will be there. Looking forward to seeing the final business conclude here at the convention this year. I've been visiting here with Dan Dursky. He is chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And from Denver, Colorado, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.